Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. The village of Kwithluk is 29 miles from the hub city of Bethel. It takes about 15 minutes to get there by bush plane. The estimated population is 762. A 2000 census recorded 153 households and 132 families in the village. The racial makeup was 4.77% white, 0.14% African American, 92.85% Alaskan Native, 0.28% Asian, and 1.96% were two or more races. Of the households, 62% had children under the age of 18 living with them. 57.5% were married couples living together. 20.3% were female householders with no husband present, and 13.1% were non-families. 10.5% of all households were made up of individuals, and none had someone living alone who was 65 years or older. The age distribution was 47.7% under the age of 18. 9.4% were 18 to 24. 24.7% were 25 to 44. 12.5% were 45 to 64, and 5.8% were 65 or older. The median age was 20 years old. The median income for a household was $25,417, and the median income for a family was $27,500. About 29.2% of families and 29.5% of the population were living below the poverty line. This is a trigger warning. Today's episode has to do with domestic violence. The state of Alaska Department of Law defines domestic violence as when one person maintains control and power over another in a dating, marital, or live-in relationship. The means of control include physical, sexual, emotional, and economical abuse. Threats and isolation. While most domestic violence survivors are women, both men and women can experience domestic violence. You probably have found your ability to make decisions being taken away from you by your abuser. With your choices and options removed, the abuser may come to treat you like a piece of property he owns, rather than an equal in making decisions regarding your household, children, or other matters. According to the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault in a 1997 report, women in Alaska face a much higher rate of homicide. Native Alaskan women are killed 4.5 times more. Native women in small communities see more violent deaths than in other Alaskan communities, and at a rate 6 times more than the national average. In 1990, 50% of female murder victims in Alaska were killed by their husbands or boyfriends. In 1995, 80% of homicides in Alaska were domestic violence related. In 1996, 4 of the 16 domestic violence related deaths in Alaska were children. Thank you. On June 22, 2015, the then 23-year-old Daniel Nick was charged with assault for brutally strangling his girlfriend. Nick had dragged the woman to his aunt's house, where the aunt had barricaded him out of the home. In the Arctic entryway of his aunt's home, he punched, kicked, and strangled his girlfriend repeatedly. He would strangle the woman until she would black out, and then would punch her until she would come back, or come to. The woman survived the attack. Nick was arrested and transported to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center, or YKCC, in Bethel. On December 8, 2017, Nick was given permission to attend a funeral. When leaving YKCC, Nick ran away from his third-party custodian. The public was notified that Nick was on the loose and was extremely violent and very dangerous. On December 15, 2017, Nick was arrested again and taken back to YKCC. His family had been helping him elude the police, but eventually the family worked with the police to get him back into custody. From 2011 to 2017, Nick had been convicted of assault at least four times. He pled guilty to strangling his sister in his mother's home in Bethel in 2015, and in February of 2016, he allegedly strangled his pregnant girlfriend. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-SAFE. 800-799-7233. If you or someone you love is a victim of domestic violence, please contact the Alaska Network of Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Their number is 907-586-3650. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. So next week we will have another off week, but the following week on December 25th, so on Christmas, there will be a new episode. And the episode will be about Chief of Police Thomas Clifford Dillon and his untimely death in Bethel. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.